This week's Torah portion, Parshat Pekudei, will bring the book of Shemot, Exodus, to a close. We learn about the completion of the tabernacle, and we are given to understand that the cloud of God's glory covered the tabernacle, indicating that he was satisfied with the sacred work carried out by Moses and the people of Israel. But it was also a sign of God's protection. The Hebrew word for tabernacle, mishkan, comes from the word lishkon, to dwell. God's presence dwelled upon the tabernacle. It was the place where Israel experienced the presence of God. Throughout their journeys to Eretz Yisrael, the promised land, this cloud served as a visible reminder of God's presence. In the absence of a Mishkan or Beit HaMikdash, Holy Temple, or any centralized location of God's presence, we are challenged in our day to create a holy place where God's presence can dwell. In contemporary American society, it is almost impossible to conceive of such a place which permeates with holiness. Nothing is sacred anymore. It has been said about President Ronald Reagan of blessed memory that he was never seen in the Oval Office without a jacket and tie. Now, I don't know whether or not to take that literally, but it spoke to the high level of honor and reverence that President Reagan treated the presidency with. It has obviously been a long time since the Oval Office has been treated in such a fashion. Judaism calls upon us to create a physical location to experience the presence of God. While we generally think of a synagogue or Beit Midrash, a study hall, as such a place, I would like to suggest something a bit more basic to you. Our sages teach us that when people eat a meal and share words of Torah, they are considered to have eaten from the table of God. The prophet Yechezkel compares a table to a mizbeach, the ancient altar. This teaches us that our tables can be utilized as a vehicle for sacred activity such as exchanging ideas about Torah. It can be used to fulfill the mitzvah of hachnasat orchim, inviting guests. Sharing a meal with others can often uplift and inspire people. When a seemingly simple physical object like a table is transformed into something special, it ultimately becomes a modern-day mishkan in which the glory of God rests. So the challenge for each one of us is to create a space in which we might experience the presence of God and in the process imbue that place with our own unique holiness as well. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. You can find our podcasts, both past and present, on the web at KehilatMoshe.org and on our Kehilat Moshe Facebook page and on Twitter at KM Sheepshead Bay. Please feel free to leave your comments or feel free to contact us if you have any questions. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.